Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced and you're listening to the Data Nation podcast. Join the Data Nation Slack community over there at datanation.click. And basically what we're talking about today is, again, continuing on a theme of like how do you optimize databases, especially as like your data accumulates in your data source and you're starting to see that just normal queries are just becoming slower because you're scanning the full table. It's going through every record, and that's not necessarily really efficient when you have a lot of data. How? So we've talked about one way by using materialized views, where you kind of make these like small subcopies of your table that you can query much quicker. Today we're going to talk about partitioning. Now, when you do partitioning, what you do is essentially it's kind of like you're not making a copy, but what you're doing is that from the get-go, you're telling your table as you add data to it to group them into subtables. Okay, and that's one way to kind of think about it. Like if you're talking about like a data lake, it'll kind of group them into like subdirectories or sub collections in a sense. But the simplest way to think about it is that let's say going back to that example of like a database that tracks the red team, the blue team, and maybe now there's a yellow team. Okay. I don't necessarily want to like make a copy, but there are going to be times where I query just on the red team, times I just query just on the blue team, and sometimes I query just on the yellow team. So what I can do is when I create the table, I can say partition by team. Okay, and what's going to do is that anytime someone has a different team, it's going to put them inside sort of like a different subtable. Okay, so now if I run a query and I say, where team is red, okay, what's going to do, it's going to have that all the red team members already partitioned to sort of like that subtable of just red, and then it's just going to query that. So basically it saves me the time to query that. Okay, so usually like this is generally how you're going to start out fresh. You're going to start off with like partitioning, because they're basically, again, you're not making a copy. Then you, as your queries become sort of more niche and more granular, and you have like this one query, this one sort of that you really need to run over and over again. But it's not something. It's but again, you don't want to have too many partitions because too many partitions can also create too many small subtables, which will also affect the speed of querying because you're kind of having to go through all these like subdivisions of your table, of your grander table. That's when a materialized view starts really making a lot of sense because again, maybe there's like granular things like also you may want to talk about like their zip code and their address, and these things are not necessarily things you're going to want to partition off the bat depending on the type of data you have, but you are going to have queries that you're going to run a lot that you may want to materialize, and then that goes back to the materialized views which we talked about on the previous episode. But basically, again, partitioning, what you're doing again is you're just basically creating all these like subdivisions of the table, which act as kind of like subtables. And then basically, if your query filters by that field that you've partitioned by, it knows, okay, hey, I'm gonna just skip everything else. I'm just gonna go straight to this subtable and query there. So you've just now really, really narrowed down the scope of what the database needs to look through. Because again, that's the thing that's gonna really extend the length of time that a database needs to query the data. The more records it has to look through, the longer it's going to take. So the goal with materialized views, the goal with partitioning, and you'll see this theme open over and over again, is trying to reduce that universe of how many records it has to look through. Okay, but the quicker it can recognize this is really the data I need to look at to get you what you're looking for, the faster your results will be. Okay, but essentially that is what partitioning is. The problem is you might have something where there's too many different variations to really partition by. So again, let's go back to the zip code example. So let's say I wanted to partition by zip code. The problem is there's so many different zip codes. I'm gonna end up creating so many different little mini subtables that it might not necessarily be the best result. Okay, again, too many subtables. I end up extending the time for other queries that may not be taking advantage of those partitions. Might be doing a full table scan. Okay, because generally, as you organize the data, then there's like processes of having to like instead of having it all in one place, you're kind of creating all these like these sub buckets, and you need to. And I probably shouldn't use the word bucket, but these sub sort of divisions, and it takes it, there's a little extra work in having to bounce from subdivision to subdivision. If you think about just sort of the underlying like file system, think about it like instead of having one folder with all your files, you have a bunch of folders with lots of files, and then you're looping through all these folders. So you're going through extra steps in your process. This is where strategies like bucketing come into play. Okay, where basically you can partition based on something like a bucket. And basically the idea of a bucket is that, let's say you have, again, zip codes, which there's just so many different values that's maybe too many. But you'd still like to kind of break it up into, let's say, maybe like eight different buckets. What you do is when you use a bucket, what you're doing is you're passing what's called a hash function. And a hash function is just a function that kind of like, that you give it a value, and then it's going to come up with a value within a set. It's basically just going to run some math and come up with like another value. But generally, if you give it that same value, it's always going to come up with the same thing on the other end. So in that case, let's say you decide you want a bucket and you want to have eight possible buckets. What'll happen is that there'll be a function that would generate a number. And again, this is just an example that would generate a number 1 through 8. So it doesn't matter what string you give it, it's going to do some sort of mathematical computation, where basically it's always going to generate the same number, or the ge generate the same, yeah, 1 through 8, same number for the same input. But it generally, like, the for the varieties of input, it should have like an equal chance of generating like 1 through 8 for variety. Like, it won't, like, depending on how the calculation is set, like, it should evenly or better distribute between those eight. Okay, so basically what happens is that each zip code will go through this function, which will generate a number 1 through 8, and then you partition by that. Okay, and the beauty of that is you now get the benefit that if you partition, if you are searching for a particular zip code, you don't have to search through every zip code because you don't have to do a full table scan, but you're not necessarily only getting the you only you're not searching just through the records that have that zip code. You're just searching through any zip codes that are in that bucket. But that, let's say again, if you broke it up by eight, that bucket is still a smaller subdivision than the original, like all the records. Okay, so you can do partitioning, but again, as part the particular partitioning column, as the values like grow and grow and grow, and maybe there's too many possible values, or there's just too many situations where there's a value that's only going to have like one or two records. Okay, so in that case, you don't want to really want to partition by that. Then you can employ strategies like bucketing, to do that. And other strategies you can employ are things like truncating, where, like, let's say you're talking about, like, again, let's just use a zip code example again. So every zip code's like five numbers. Okay, this is zip codes in the U.S. is like basically the area with your local post office. So what happens there? You can truncate the actual zip code. So let's say you truncate it by only the first two numbers and partition based on that. Now again, how you would actually achieve this depends on the data tool you're working with. So in like databases, you'd probably have to create another column that employs this like bucketing, this truncation, this kind of strategy to take advantage of it. In something like an Apache Iceberg, if you were to create tables on your data lake, you could actually just specify that partition based on like your zip code table, and you would never need to really think about it again. You would just benefit from the partitioning. If you're running tables on your data lake, which is something you should do, wagging my finger, okay, because it's cool. But and also there's a lot of benefits to it, which we'll discuss in a future episode when we talk more specifically about like data table formats, data lake table formats, and things like that. But like you can do truncation where you say, okay, hey, I'm gonna partition based on like the first two numbers in the zip code. Okay, so there might be a lot of zip codes that have the same first two numbers, and you might get, a good sort of like amount of records per partition, where again you're still breaking up your data, but you're not, again, you're not creating so many different little like subdivisions that it ends up becoming a hindrance or a bottleneck later on. So that's a breakdown of the idea of partitioning. Again, different databases, different tools, especially like particularly like tools that allow you to kind of create a database-like structure on your data lake. They will handle this partitioning stuff differently under the hood, but as long as you understand the idea, you can understand like sort of like how to employ this when you're thinking about how do you construct and how do you organize your data ahead of time. So that's partitioning. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. We'll talk about indexing.